Hey, how you doing? It's Greg from Whippets.com. I got a really cool new opening going on here. We've got a basic graphic background, and I'm going to show you how to put some images of you and your buddies or your family, whoever you want, in here and make it really cool. So let me just give you an idea of what I've done so far. So I'm going to play this for you. Pretty cool, eh? All right. Basically, you need Photoshop. Let me just readjust the mic here. You need Photoshop and Adobe Premiere. There's Premiere. There's the actual thing, my timeline. But I'm going to start in Photoshop. Take a picture of anybody you've got, yourself, your friends. Bring your photo in here. To save time, I'm not going to show you how to import and open stuff up. I mean, you should basically all know that. So we're going to do a real quick, if you have a newer version of Adobe Photoshop, you will use the quick selection tool, which really saves a lot of time. Just drag it on top of whatever image you want. It's really good. It's not perfect, but it's still one of the best selection tools I've ever dealt with. All right, let's just pick the man here. And there we go. If you notice on the bottom right, you'll see the little lock on your background. Double click your background in your layers. And then just hit OK. It gets rid of the lock. So now when you hit delete, oops, that happens. You want to go up to, I'll do this a little slower. You want to go up to select, inverse, hit delete again, and it'll get rid of all of your background. Now you've got a clean image. Again, it's not perfect. I mean, I would be perfect if I was doing it for myself. I think we lost a finger there, but we're not going to worry about it. It's basically, I'm going to show you what you should do. And let's just clean it up just a little bit. Wrong erase tool. You know, all right. Pick a hard erase. An erase tool with hard edges. You know, just clean it up a little bit. Fix a few things here and there. And what you want to do is you want to do a lot of your manipulation in here because it'll save processing or rendering time in Premiere. So if I remember correctly, I went to the filter menu first. Filter gallery, and I think I used a dry brush. Yeah, I like the dry brush. You could do anything you want with it, make it a little warpy, but we'll just stick right there. Hit OK. I'll move the cursor slower again. Come down to your bottom right. Hit Add Layer Mask. Nope, I'm sorry. Don't hit Add Layer Mask. Actually, go to the option next to it and go to Hue and Saturation. Let's bring the hue down, the saturation down here, and then come and make another one, and we're looking for the photo filter. Why can I not? There it is. I knew I was looking in the right place. Put a little photo filter on there, bring the density up, and there you have it. You can do a few other things if you want. You can go to Filter Gallery and add some. Where is he? Where's the man? Oh, I always do that. Pick the wrong layer. Go to your main layer. Filter gallery. If you wanted to add some stuff to it, you know, what was I looking at? Rough pastels. Hit OK. Oh, I like that even better. All right. Basically, after you do that, you want to go up to your file, save as, and you want to save it as a PNG. And this PNG file will create the edges, will make the edges around your image a little sharper than it would if you saved it as a JPEG. It gets a little artifacty, little mosaic, pixeling, whatever you want to call it. So basically, this was my original timeline where I built the graphic that you had just seen. So we're going to use the images in here. We're going to start a new sequence. I did 1920 by 1080. We'll call that War Dogs Tutorial, if I could only spell. Hit OK. Now you've got a clean timeline. Take your graphic, whatever graphic you have. This one, of course, came from Whippets.com. Go figure. And drop it into your timeline. There you go. I'm going to expand. Why isn't... Oh, my little wheel isn't working anymore. Great. All right. And if you have all of your images cut out... I'm sorry, I didn't show you all the images being cut out. I just figured we'd save some time. We'll start with the image just so you get an idea, because once you see the image with the text, you can do the same thing for the opening and everything. So we'll go right over here. This is where I brought my first image in. We'll bring the big bad Brad in here. And first off, you see it's way too big. So we'll click it, come up into our effects control, scroll down or twirl down, and change our scale. Bring them down to fit. You might want to leave a little overlap here. You see the, I wonder if you can actually see it, the bottom here. You want to just have a little overlap because we're going to do a little movement. You don't want to see him coming up and down. All right. And let's go to a video effect and go to transform. And if you need to flip the image around, which I'd like to do, is horizontal flip, drag it up into your effects control, and there he is flipped. Bring him over a little bit here, and there you have it. Now, we want to have him zoom in to kind of match the background graphic. You see how it zooms in like that? So we'll bring it over and we'll zoom him in while it's zooming. We'll take the image, drag it over a little to our timeline here, and we'll make a keyframe for the position. So go up again into your effects control, click the keyframe little stopwatch here. We'll drag that keyframe over a few frames now. So now wherever, once you have one keyframe set, wherever, whatever you change your position, horizontal or vertical, it will automatically make a new keyframe. So I'm going to drag this over. I'm going to minus it so that it pops over here, drags off the screen, hit the space bar for play, and he comes in. I want to make it a little faster, so I'm going to zoom in a little bit here using the little mountain on the bottom, the zoom in button. Drag this over just a tad and take a look at it now. All right, pretty good. Now what I want to do is I want to make him move around a little bit, because if you watch it, he's just static. Not very exciting. So we'll go over a few frames, and we'll just drag this to the right a little. Go over a few more frames, drag this one up or down, whatever way you want. Let's zoom it out a little bit more. Come over a bit more, zoom it up. There we go. Same thing, just do it a few times. Now if you play it, and we'll move these over a little bit so that it lasts a bit longer, and then I'll show you how to fix that one little strange thing that you see. See how it keeps moving? Alright, let me zoom over here, zoom this out a little bit more, find my end here, drop a few more keyframes in here. Hit the play button. Now if you notice in the very beginning, the Brendan slides over real hard and then comes back, which is a strange, I don't know why it does that, don't ask me, but I found the solution to that real simple.